RadioMD.com. A different point of view on achieving excellent health on all four levels of self: spiritual, emotional, physical, and social. It's The Healthy Self with Michael Schwartz.
Are you ready for the winter? You know, it's coming on strong, and one of the things you're going to need is a good immune response, good, strong immunity. So I have with me today Dr. Luke Mayes, who's going to share with us knowledge in terms of food, steps to take, and supplements to build your immunity for the winter. Good morning, Dr. Mayes. So what can our listeners do to build their immunity?
Well, I mean, as a naturopathic physician, I always start with, first of all, a good diet. That's where you start. You know, supplements is something that you add or supplement, but a good diet of wholesome, nutritious food that supports the system with the natural sources of, you know, vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D are really important. I always tell my patients to avoid the sugars and stick with the warm, nutrient-rich winter foods.
What particular foods would you say are nutrient-rich that, you know, they should load up on? I mean, I'm a big believer in garlic and onions.
Oh, those are excellent. I mean, those are time-tested, you know, antimicrobials that one can add to foods or any type of stews. Garlic, cinnamon, ginger are very important herbs that also have a great benefit for the digestive system. I mean, 70% of the immune system is wrapped around the digestive system, so that's where you start. So yes, those herbs are very important.
What other nutrients or herbs or foods, let's, you know, the whole nine yards, would you suggest that would strengthen the immune system throughout the body? I'm, you know, 70% of it is in the, you know, intestinal tract to help protect you from ingesting bad stuff, but people do it all the time. So what can they do to build their immunity even stronger?
You know, sometimes regimens are hard to change, but it requires taking measures that we realize that are going to make a difference. I mean, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we're busy, and the alternative, or something I often suggest my patients, you may have heard of superfoods, and superfoods are concentrated sources of nutrition that, you know, in one tablespoon you can make a big difference, whereas sometimes pressed by time to cook a full-on meal sometimes can be a challenge. So superfoods can definitely be one way to get that vital nutrition and to prevent colds and flus in the winter.
Are there any particular superfoods that you would recommend first for breakfast, then for lunch? And would it pay to eat a superfood at night for dinner as well?
Interesting. I never thought about taking it at different times of the day, but one superfood I want to share with you that I came across in my travels to Africa is baobab fruit powder. I'm not sure if you heard of this one, but this is truly an amazing superfood that is coming on the market.
What is it called?
Baobab.
No, have not heard of that.
Yeah, so you may have heard of Camu Camu and Reishi and bee pollen.
Right.
But baobab fruit powder is something I came across in my travels through Africa. I've been studying plants for the past 20 years and just totally fell in love with the superfood because it really provides the very nutrients that can help people prevent cold and flu. It's one of the most vitamin-rich, antioxidant-rich fruit powders in the world and grows on a giant tree. And some of these trees are anywhere to, you know, 500 to 1,000 years old. It's considered the African tree of life.
Wow. Well, I can imagine having, you know, living, or let me say, for the tree to survive in Africa for 1,000 years, obviously it has to be hardy, so you would imagine the fruit would be hardy. If people can't find that, what would be something else that, and again, because, you know, we've been taught to eat horribly in this country. I'm a fan of the Adele Davis way of eating. King in the morning, prince in the afternoon, pauper in the evening. That's why I think about breakfast, lunch, and dinner, which is why I posed the question about which particular foods might you, you know, load up on in the morning or afternoon, but not want to use at night.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, a different approach.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always supportive of, you know, a hearty good oatmeal or a hearty seven-grain meal in the morning with nuts and maybe some fruits and apples that are all part of, you know, seasonal fruits. And lunch, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so from that point of view, you know, a good hearty breakfast gets us going. What in the way of supplements would you recommend? Because so many people are pill-oriented. I mean, pharmaceutical companies did a fabulous job in making us into pill junkies.
Yeah, definitely.
Unfortunately, the pills that they're selling versus the pills from the health food store are diametrically opposed. They're all about blocking symptoms so that you think you're getting well, whereas the what we sell in the health food industry is nourishment. So from that point of view, what, you know, nutrients would you suggest to help build the immune system from a nourishing point of view?
I mean, for in addition to the diet, like the next step is probiotics. And probiotics are the essential organisms that live in our gut that actually promote good immune functions, such as Acidophilus and Bifidus, which can be found in yogurt and fermented foods such as sauerkraut, miso soup. They all support the growth of these healthy organisms in the gut. So one foremost, I think probiotics are important. The next step, I think vitamin C is very important, and vitamin D are both very important nutrients to support the healthy immune system.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Personally, I'm a major fan of vitamin A. To me, that has always been the best. In fact, that is the first nutrient that I go for. I don't even, you know, I know that there's some great homeopathic remedies out there, and everyone thinks vitamin C, and people go the golden seal echinacea route. But for me, over the years, I have found that vitamin A is the most, the best nutrient you can take for a cold. What's your take on vitamin A?
I think,
and how much would you
A,
recommend if you recommend it at all?
Well, I would say the dosage for vitamin A varies from person to person. It's not something I would, one blanket dosage I'd recommend for everybody. But vitamin A is found in, you know, a lot of the carrots, the yams. And yes, I do agree, vitamin D is an important nutrient to include.
Yeah, my experience, in fact, I recommend, unlike you, I do recommend high doses for the simple reason of the beauty, from my point of view, of the vitamin A, where it nourishes the thymus and every mucous membrane and stimulates, you know, helps mature your T cells. So from my point of view, I've always relied upon vitamin A.
Yeah,
and you're right, it does vary by individual.
Go back to our good old cod liver oil every day.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember Dale Alexander's. There was a company called Dale Alexander's that had all different flavors of cod liver oil. And, you know, even though I'm in the health food stores a lot, I really don't look at shelves, and I don't even know if that brand is still in existence.
I'm not sure.
Me either.
But the different flavors are definitely out there.
Yes, they are. Since we're down to like the last bunch of seconds, what would be the final advice you would give somebody about building immunity for the coming season?
One, eat well, get nourishing, warming foods. And as you mentioned, eat foods that are rich in vitamin A, rich in vitamin C, and add that good old grandma cod liver oil to the diet because it has definitely the immune benefits she always shared with us.
Yeah, it's unfortunate we don't listen to Granny as much as we should have. She had some fabulous knowledge. You've been listening to Dr. Luke Mayus and Michael Schwartz on Radio MD. Stay well.